Off the Ball Breakfast.
Your projection now around this conversation.
No, I'm agent. I'm fascinated by you as it is. I'm even more interested in you in terms of this topic.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Stephen, a result that meant a lot, even judging by your own celebrations at the end, a special win for your side tonight.
As important, it's a Dublin derby. We're back after the break. It's an important win, we know that. Shells are a good team, good players, so it's an important win. And I thought the players fully deserved it. I was more happy with the performance. Obviously, the result is really important, but I was more happy with the level of performance.
Can you describe that couple of moments there, that of kind of ovation that you had, a couple of fist bumps are going with the large travelling support as well? I suppose that's the special side of football.
Yeah, you have a lot of highs and a lot of lows in football, obviously, and you've got to enjoy the highs. And our fans have been incredible for us for a number of years. They show up in their numbers, they travel home and away in Europe and domestically. When we weren't so good the first part of the season last year, they stuck with us and they trusted us. And that's why when you have moments like that, you've got to enjoy them with them.
The game itself, you started quite well, got the opening goal, but then hit with a sucker punch just before half time.
Yeah, we started really well. Went in front, obviously, and then the OG comes. But I thought we were fine. You know, you could see we just settled down again, got back in our rhythm and controlled the game.
And then Josh goes the full circle, really, doesn't it, in terms of one end of the pitch, and then that stunning finish with 6 minutes to go.
Yeah, and I think it shows, to be fair to Josh, the work that he's done off the pitch the last 18 months. He's obviously improving so much on the pitch, but he's had to do a lot of work off the pitch, and he's done that really well. And when his OG goes in, he just resets, he's fine, and he goes again, and I'm delighted he gets the winner.
Big impact off the bench as well, even from early doors with Lee coming on. It must be pleasing to have that bit of strength at your disposal as well.
It is. Tonight's the first night we've had everybody in the squad available, no injuries. And you see how important the bench was again tonight. It's going to be like that from here on to the end of the season. And all the players know that. They know and called upon, they're ready, and they were excellent again.
That character that you showed in the second half, just to keep increasing the tempo, just keep on going, that must be very pleasing when you get that reward at the end. You know, you're building on something special.
Yeah, that's the players. That's the courage they show to play the game the way we play it. And whether you're home or away, you're winning or losing, we play our way. Sometimes it's enough, sometimes it's not. Tonight is enough, but the players are very good at what they do. And when they trust you, they were excellent. And tonight they were excellent.
It's a very strong position, even when you compare it to this time last year in the league.
Yeah, it is. We're in a good position. But I keep saying it, we've won enough leagues to understand it's June. And the moment you get carried away in this league and think it's over, you're in trouble. And we got to move on tonight. We got 3 points. And we got to get ready for a draw on Monday.
Damien, Dublin derbies are always spicy. They're always close. You've been the wrong side of this one. You're the thoughts on full time.
I can't argue with the result. I think Rovers played with a great personality at times in the first half, the second half. I think we worked so hard defensively, especially the way we set up. Wanted to bring a real fight, and we did that. We made changes. I think our changes probably took a while to get into the game. And then when we bring Harry on, I think he sparked the team again. But I hear, can we bring more quality, more of our personality when we have the ball? For sure. But outside of that, when you concede the 2 goals that we did tonight, I can't complain.
Frustration from the possession of those goals, set balls into the air as well, seem to be cutting a couple of scrambles that we don't recognise from your side normally.
No, it's not for the want of work and trying, coaching, video, everything. So, you know, it's not a time to change what we do. We'll just keep working on our defensive structure, our attacking structure, and everything else in between.
You got the equaliser, and then the game was, they maybe had a lot of possession, but it was even enough and it swung back and forth. Did you feel at that stage you could go on to win it?
It did, yeah. Here on the flip side of it, I think in the second half, first 15, 20 minutes, I think, and even when we brought the 2 strikers on, I think we struggled to get up the pitch. They obviously came hard after us then, which here is a slight disappointment, but yeah, here we'll look back at our setup also. But as the game wore on, we always knew we'd be fitter, stronger. But like I said, giving away the goal, go 2-1 down, Rovers inevitably they're going to naturally drop back in. We brought a real fire and aggression and want to score. But I have to say, they defended brilliantly also.
That gap, sadly, from your point of view, is starting to stretch a little bit now.
Yeah, here, the gap wasn't... mention before the game, because I think if you get fascinated with the 9 points before the game and the 12 now, you're taking your eyes off what's most important. And what's most important is the next game, isolated game, Pat's away on Monday.
A lot of talk about the build-up between your relationship, yourself and Stephen. You had the handshake before the game. Is that it cooled off? Are you best buddies again? Or just your thoughts on that?
I don't have any buddies in football, best friends, etc. Yeah, I'm incredibly close to the staff. Staff I'm lucky to have. Staff that I didn't really know, and I picked them and we've grown organically, so I love them and what have you. But outside of that, I'm 46, I think the 16, 30 years. I don't have any friends in football, and I'm not actively looking for any. And most important people in my life are me family, the staff and the players.
Was it important that that handshake took place, because you kind of stepped over to make sure it happened before the game?
Yeah, well, listen, you can talk about handshakes all we want. I didn't shake hands in Tala for a certain reason. If I did, I mightn't end it in a good way. So tonight, here in my house, I'll welcome you into my house.
Thank you very much, David. Gents.
Matt, big important 3 points here tonight.
Yeah, delighted. It's always difficult coming to Talca Park and playing against Shell, so we're all very happy with 3 points.
And it's a tough midfield battle. Kerr McInerney, Mark Coyle, obviously a big duo. How's it like coming up against them?
I suppose I like to focus on myself. I don't get too drawn up against who I'm playing against. I know our midfield is very good and it's one of the best in the league, so we like to focus on ourselves, but I do as well.
That's another thing as well, the battle for places in the Shamrock Rovers scene at the moment. When you like the league race, Graham Burke coming off the bench, how tough is it to know that you have to battle so hard every week to get in that team?
It's brilliant though, it's brilliant. It helps us really in the last half an hour, in the last when we're struggling, you know, when we bring those calibre of players off the bench, it's brilliant for us. It's the most important thing, and it's really helping us at the moment. We're getting our wins.
Just on your teammate Josh Honan, obviously he was off on Ireland duty the last couple of weeks. How important and big was it for him to bounce back the way he did tonight, especially in the second half after what happened in the first half?
Yeah, I said I was going for Josh. He didn't get a few minutes in a cap, but I thought he deserved it after the way he was playing recently. But listen, these things happen with the OGs. Like it doesn't matter. We move on, and he came up clutch in the second half again with another one. So it's gone. He deserved it.
And then just from a Rovers standpoint, big game on Monday night, Drogheda. How are you feeling out of that one?
Yeah, exactly. We'll move on here after tonight. Now we're glad to get the 3 points, but another tough game playing away in Drogheda. So we'll focus on that now. But the aim will be 3 points as always, and hopefully we get that.
Off the ball breakfast.
Your projection now around
no,
this
we're
conversation.
Not projecting. I'm agent. I'm fascinated by you as it is. I'm even more interested in you in terms of this topic.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.